aiming at protecting nature, water, farming, seeds, and at ensuring access to land and resources for marginalized and discriminated people. We closely follow up challenges and oppositions to changes as we witness resistances to the new truth. The planet and humanity needs a really sustainable and inclusive agricultural and food system. The legacy of colonialism and the impact of capitalism have led to the deep systemic and structural alienation of the rural societies and farming communities, to the harming of their land and resources. The role of peasant agriculture in fighting hunger, promoting sustainable and ethical food system, and supporting climate mitigation is now acknowledged. Some of the repercussions of food, fuel, and climate crisis are the increased demand of flexibles, especially processed for biofuels. We are also alarmed by the climate grabbing, the appropriation of land and resources for the means of climate change mitigation strategies to justify the expansion of flex crops. Another result of the crisis is the proliferation of farmland in developing countries by both private and public entities. We look forward to the next session in February 25 and stand with you. Thank you.
Thank you. Excellencies, dear participants, this was the last speaker we could accommodate for this meeting. And well, this brings us to the end of the meeting. We will reconvene this afternoon at 3 p.m. to continue interactive dialogue with the Working Group on the Rights of Peasants and other people working in rural areas.